Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good afternoon, Detroit and all my Grove Road listeners. Well, did I say afternoon? Good evening. Welcome to yet another Thursday night open mic live here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm so excited. It's always when the poets come together in fellowship with one another. I am so anticipating the sharing of verses flowing here on the mic tonight. And we definitely just going to get it off and start it up in here. I am sort of somewhat under the weather here. You know, always happen each year, but nevertheless, I am here. And I see my co-host has arrived in the building. So I'm going to connect Mr. Stevie G on in. Good evening, Stevie G. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Couldn't be better. Oh, okay. I'm not telling the truth. I could be better, but nevertheless, I thank the Almighty for being here in the land of the living. Got to give God thanks.
That's true, because I just had a close family member pass away last night. So God is good. We're still alive. I'm grateful to be alive, you know. So,
for your loss,
yeah, me, close family member. But God must have wanted it early, you know.
Yeah, I definitely send out our love and prayers for the family. And we embrace you in love, my brother CBG. Well, you know how we do it here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We share a little bit in love and with spoken word. Of course, poets share their talents. Well, not just poets, vocalists. Everybody come in and share in their voice here on the show. So we welcome any of you to tune in and call 917-932-8881 and let your voice be heard. And we certainly will embrace you all in the name of love. All right, let's get it off and popping in here. I kind of want to get it started with a little bit of spoken word. How about that? With the track we already have. And this is from a brother, Israel, with Arizona Tea and Skittles. All right. Let's see what he's delivering up in here. Check it out, Detroit.
So truth is, I don't even know what to write. I mean, what did you want me to say? First Sean Bell, now Trayvon, and the list just seems to go on and on. Arizona sweet tea has now become a black man's death sentence. Skittles, taste your doom. Feels like they want us all face down in a bloody pool. Yellow tape. What can we possibly do when our cries for help aren't answered? When our protests and petitions are ignored? When our voice isn't heard? We are burying too many kings and queens. These godless beings have an agenda. An agenda to make us all extinct, but I hear it. I hear it in the wind, in the rustle of the trees, war drums in the breeze. When I rise from my knees, that our help is unseen. It's time to ante up. When our little brothers and sisters, baby cousins, nieces, and nephews become casualties, we in a war. This beast knows his time is done. His last stance is to attack our young. While we so busy looking to the hills from which our help come, he coming through our backyard with guns drawn. It bothers me when every poem written is in honor of a slain son. So I cry to the moon at night, praying for just one little sign. The concrete is literally hung over from our blood. When you can't turn to those sworn to protect and serve, wickedness is the new swagger. They wear it like a new trend. They red bottoms ain't a new fashion statement. They bottoms are red from stepping onto the bloodstained streets that my people lay on. Their fingers and footprints will forever bear witness to these ongoing massacres, not from a war zone overseas miles and miles away, no, but right here, on this American soil. We've been in civil war. Excuse me, I meant modern warfare, but this shit is real. Ain't no games being played in these trenches, babies being snatched away. What possibly do you want me to say when at night I'm haunted by gunshots and 911 tapes? But since they want us to retaliate, let this serve as a final warning to those plotting my people's demise. This isn't a poem, it's prophecy. A storm is coming, and it will wait for you at your front door. For what you sow, you must reap. And your harvest is cursed, for survival is in our DNA. So I pray that you ask for forgiveness to whatever God you serve. Because you have cast a check that your ass can't pay. And I promise you, Skittles or Arizona sweet tea won't endorse you.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Israel with Arizona Tea and Skittles. Oh, man, I wanted to play that tonight because it just, you know, just the message in it all, and in light of all the things that has been going on with the Trayvon Martin case, this brother, you know, put ink to it and just really express themselves. You know, and you got to listen to the message and what he's saying. And I definitely am glad that he shared that here on the show, and we had an opportunity to share it with all of you. Thanks, Brother Israel, with the Arizona Tea and Skittles. All right, CBG.
Yes, dear.
You mighty quiet over there.
I'm in that mode right now. Sorry.
Well, that's all right. That's all right to be in the mode. We're just so glad. I'm giving a shout out to everyone that's hanging out with us here on the switchboard, as well as all of those in the chat room, all the guests. We appreciate your presence here, and we appreciate your love and support here. Of course, my co-host, Mr. CBG, Poet of X in Motion, guest 9994, guest 9979. And then we had guest 23908 here earlier, and all of you from across the globe, 252 area code 757, 248, 810, of course, 313-630-734-732. We so love you, and we embrace you here in love here on the Poetic Energy Network station. But, you know, y'all didn't come to hear me talk. Let's keep it moving up in here. And I am going to share a piece. I almost kind of, you know, when you play a piece like I just played, you know, you just, with the seriousness involved with it, you almost don't, you know, want to come with something that's entertaining or that's not in sync with that that message. But this is open mic night, so we let it flow as it should flow. All right. So I'm going to come with something that perhaps I've already read before, but I'm not 100% sure. All right. This one's entitled A Sister Sorrow. If it would ever come up here. All right, here we go. Can I see a sister's sorrow and not comfort her to embrace a hope for a better tomorrow? Can I see a sister's grief and not offer a remedy for relief? Can I see a sister's eyes rain a river of tears and not help her conquer her darkest fears? Can a mother see her daughter weep and not offer a shoulder so she can keep a peaceful sleep? It is not so, women, sisters, daughters, mothers, grandmothers, this is in divine order. We all should offer a source of strength and relief for all our sisters in grief. The enemy is a thief. It is his duty to plague our lives with grief. But here's your relief. Thy maker is nearby. He is in the four corners, in the valley, and up above in the sky. Women, you may be weary, but clearly the Creator loves you dearly. Just hear me. The Creator employed joy to take grief's place. Joy conquers grief and kicks him out in his face and warns him that he has no authority in your space. The Creator gives joy for the authority to order the hit for grief to be destroyed. So, sisters, let us avoid the stains of envy, jealousies, fallacies, backbiting, lying, trying to whip one another with hurt. Let us stand together and form a synergy, feed off one another's positive energy. I hope you hear me. Women, whether it be Asian, Black, Chinese, Mexican, etc., or white, we all are alike in God's eyesight. So let us stand together, link together, pray together in the stormy weather. Let us be the strength that's relieving our sister's sorrow and offers a better hope for tomorrow and a brand new joy that remains employed as an entity in her life. Sisters, let us be one another's light. And that's my piece.
Very good.
Thank you, Stevie.
I love that piece.
Thank you. All right, you know how we got to do it up in here and clap it up, clap it up. I hate to be clapping up for myself, but it's all right. I didn't know it was bad. All right, that was just a piece I read entitled Sister Sorrow. All right, let's keep the show going here. You know how we have to mix it up. I am going to play another piece by one fantastic spoken word artist. And I love sharing in the love. And this one is entitled Kiss Away Your Tears by Mr. Kari Toure. This happened to be one of my favorite pieces. So check it out, y'all.
I read a scripture that said, God counts every tear that a woman cries. Woman, if that's true, then the men who hurt you are going to pay for all the tears they brought to your eyes. And for years I've stood by while watching you deal with different dudes who didn't deserve you. Men who deceived you and emotionally hurt you, leaving you to become a bitter, bruised woman with a broken heart. And woman, what if I told you I wanted to apologize for all the guys who told you dishonest lies throughout the years? What if I told you that I wanted to be the man who holds you while you cry, so I can kiss away your tears? Beautiful woman, I know you're tired of disguising your sadness behind a fake smile, trying hard not to cry when you're feeling depressed. And in your eyes are crystallized tears, hardened by all the years of emotional pain that you've suppressed. An ocean of grief rages within your heart, and your belief in love is drowning in despair. And sweetheart, that piece of tissue won't wipe away your emotional issues. You need to be comforted by a man who truly cares. That's why I'm here, because I recognize that a woman's heart is God's sacred vessel. And I'm tired of seeing you hurt by men who are verbally disrespectful and emotionally neglectful. And woman, weeping is not a sign that you are weak. Allow your heart to release those tears of sorrow and grief. And I vow to tenderly kiss away every tear that trickles down your cheek. And I know it's difficult allowing yourself to feel vulnerable, but I'm here to let you know you can let your emotions show. My job is to hold you and comfort you while you sob. Weeping is a way for you to emotionally detoxify. So woman, go ahead and cry. And I promise to be here to kiss away every tear that falls from your eye. I know it's hard to let go of your past, but I want you to know there are brighter years ahead tomorrow. And weeping and forgiveness is part of the spiritual cleansing that will wash away your tears of sorrow. True healing starts within yourself. And forgiving those men who hurt you in the past is necessary for your own personal growth and health. So don't be ashamed to let your tears flow. Weeping washes away the grief when you're depressed. Woman, don't you know that crying brings emotional relief and tears contain chemicals related to stress? For too long you've suppressed these tears inside, so put away your foolish pride. It's okay to cry when your soul is vexed. Allow me to kiss away your tears and I promise my lips are softer than Kleenex. And you no longer have to conceal the pain you feel. Release the pain so that your heart can heal. Your heart is safe in my hands. The only tears I ever want to see you cry are tears of joy. And I will stand strong beside you. Never again will you cry alone. Never again will I allow your heart to be hurt by habitual liars who fail to acknowledge the beautiful woman you are. I will be your friend to the end. And although I'm not the man responsible for your agony and woe, I want you to know that I love you. Sweetheart, I just want to be the man who stands with you through the rain. Allow my lips to kiss away your tear stain until no more pain remains. Until no more pain remains.
Oh yes, Detroit and all our global listeners, you gotta give it up for Brother Kyrie. I absolutely love that piece and the emotional appeal that's in that piece. He allowed me to share that piece in my community women's group, and it's just an effective piece, and you know that it touched the emotional appeal of women, and I so appreciate him for allowing me to share his voice with my efforts. So shout out to Brother Kyrie, and thank you, my brother. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. I am going to read another piece. But before I do that, I'm just going to remind all the lovely people that are on the air, please do raise your hand up. Please do not wait to the last minute because we certainly want to hear you. We love you guys. Don't be scared.
Right.
We appreciate and love that you tune in with us and support us. So definitely, my family, please. Make sure you raise that hand up, and I'll see it waving, and I'll definitely connect you in. Oh, all right now, all right. Okay, my family is feeling the love. Let me take a hand here. All right, caller from the 313. Your first exchange is 728. You are on the air with Mr. Stevie G and Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Call us at 313, and your first three digits is 728, because we have quite a few people within the 313 area code.
Yes, this is Poet in Motion, Poet X in Motion.
Hi, Miss Lady, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
What you gonna do for us?
It's a poem titled "Pain Knows No Name."
All right.
This adversity that is like a thief that comes to rob and to kill and to destroy the very essence we call life, it knows no name. This animosity that is used against me like a knife that cuts so deep, the wound to my heart needs more time to heal. The aggressor is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for some helpless soul to overthrow and become ruler over them to distribute this anguish it feels inside. The plan is to annihilate mankind. The atheist looking and laughing while such atrocity enfolds the city with gloom. Who can stand such a burden buried before the throne? How can we say we love one another when all we do is bring destruction by the very thing we use to speak life? Like a two-edged sword, my words will be judged according to what is right. So I tell you this straight from the heart. How can you treat one another with will set apart the rulings and blessings and curses you will see? The aggregator brings no mercy, but pain that knows no name, along with misery. And that's my piece.
All right.
All right. The piece, clap it up, clap it up. We so enjoyed that peace, politics, emotions, man. Yes, 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 lady.
Thank you.
I just noticed that, you know, the last few pieces that have read had really just a deep emotional appeal, either with regards to healing. Yeah. So, you know, it seems like we going with a flow tonight. Love that piece. Why don't you share with us, our listening audience, how to reach out and touch you and fellowship and learn more about your work?
I'm on Facebook. If you look me up, my name is Poet K. Smith, Emotion Smith. I also have a website, and it's called The Right Inspiration. It'll be also on my Facebook page as well.
All right. Great having you join us here on the show tonight. I hope you can still fellowship with us and while we get some more poets coming in and sharing their voice tonight.
Oh, yes, I'll be on.
Thank you, my sister. Much love to you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to take the very next caller. I see all the love flowing in and raising them hands. Caller from the 252 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Well, good evening, Ms. Poetic E. This is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you? I'm great.
Good. How are you, Mr. Stevie G? I was just saying hello to your co-host as well.
I don't think he hears you. Stevie G, are you there?
I'm here. What did she say? I couldn't hear her.
Oh, she said hello, Stevie G.
She was coming in broken up.
Oh, okay.
I know who it is.
Okay,
I couldn't hear what she was.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Who is this?
This is Jacqueline from North Carolina.
Hello, Jacqueline. How are you from North Carolina?
Fine.
Sorry, I'm good. You were coming in broken up, and I didn't hear you.
But anyway.
I hear you now, so what you going to do
right.
for us?
Well, my pieces are usually short. I have to work towards that, but if you don't mind.
You're on the phone with
I wanted to do a couple. They're really short, I promise.
Okay.
All right. The first is, don't count me out. Just because I don't meet your expectations or look the way you'd like me to, don't count me out. Too short, too tall, or much too wide. Complexion may not please you. Hair not dyed or fried. May not possess many worldly possessions or have the finer things in life, but don't count me out. We are all unique. We all have a calling. My calling may not be yours. My style may not be yours. Your English may be better. Education may be higher. However, I have a right to be here, so don't count me out. That's that piece.
All
okay.
right, don't count you out. Absolutely, I love the message behind it. Yes, indeed. We all have something different and different that we bring to the table, but you know. We all have a right to be counted. All right.
Thank
love that
right.
piece.
Thank
yes,
you.
Baby.
And speaking of a right, this next piece is, it's called Who Gave You the Right? I don't know if I've done this before on your show, but it's kind of near and dear to my heart. It's something about this piece, and it needs to reach the masses. It needs to reach the monsters really, because it breaks my heart or every time I hear that a child has been molested or killed. And a lot of times, most of the time, if they survive, a part of them is dead anyway.
Right.
So it's depressing. And so this piece I wrote, it's near and dear, and I wanted to share that.
Okay, go right
okay.
ahead.
All right. Who gave you the right to touch me there? You manhandled me without a care. I was just a child. You didn't seem to mind, leaving me with memories that were so unkind. What type of man or woman would do such a thing? A monster, I tell you, just plain old mean. To abuse an adult is bad enough, but to harm a child is ridiculous. Whether adult or child, no means no. Accept that answer. Get up and go. If the object of your desire has not invited you to touch, keep your hands to yourself. Doing otherwise is too much. Oh, and that is that piece, but I had some a couple of side notes. Side notes to the parents is to please pay close attention to your children, and for children to never be afraid to tell your parents or a trusted adult if someone touches you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's that.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that piece. It's such an emotionally charged piece because it is something that affects you when things happen to children that are not so kind and inappropriate. And thank you for sharing that piece.
No problem. I often say to people, be careful what you do and say around children because they're going to remember that. I mean, especially
Absolutely.
A lot of negative stuff. You just got to be careful what you do and say around children because they're going to pick it up and they're going to remember that. So,
definitely agree with you. All right, share with our listening audience how to reach out and touch you and learn more about your work.
Okay. I do have a website. It's booksbyjacqueline.com. I'm sorry, booksbyjacqueline.net. You know what? That piece takes something out of me because I was that child. Okay. booksbyjacqueline.net. That's the site. But I'm also on Facebook, Jacqueline Thomas Rome, if anybody wants to get in touch with me. So, yeah. In fact, there's something going on in Norfolk, Virginia on the 28th of next month because I met a poet just the other night. I'm not going to hold the line, but she had a couple of pieces, and it was concerning that as well. I was like, wow. And so they're going to have this rally or walk and just speaking out against this. And I just applaud that because there's too many predators out there, and the light needs to be on that. I mean, the heat needs to be on the creature. It's just awful. So
absolutely.
Anyway,
yeah.
Jacqueline Thomas Rome on Facebook and booksbyjacqueline.net. Thank you so much.
Jacqueline, and we embrace you in love, my sister.
Thank you for the love.
That was Miss Jacqueline Rome. Reach out and touch her if you want to learn more about her work. She gave you the info, so lock it in. All right, we're going to take the very next caller who has braved the storm and raising their hand. Oh, my people, I love you. All right, caller from the 757 area code. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, my name is Jamie. I'm actually that poet that Ms. Jacqueline was just referring to.
Awesome. Oh, wow. So what are you going to share with us this evening? And you can tell us a little bit about your program once you're done.
Okay. The piece, none of my pieces really have titles. They just kind of flow. So there's a little bit of language in the piece, if you guys don't mind that.
Oh, let it rip, sister.
Let it rip, all right. Here we go.
Do your thing. We don't hold no grudge against you for doing your thing. Do you?
All right, then, though. Here I go. 4 years old, she can't even tie her shoes. 4 years old, she hasn't even started school. 4 years old, she thinks the Ninja Turtles are the best, and at 4 years old, she knows all about sex. Wait. At 4 years old, she knows all about sex. At 4 years old, she's concentrating on her sexual habits. At 4 years old, she was masturbating to Jessica Rabbit. At 4 years old, no one took it that serious, because at 4 years old, she shouldn't have had any experience. Exactly that. At 4 years old, she shouldn't have had any experience. Hands of disgrace, his hands upon her face. Too scared to run, so she lay frozen in place. Not too sure what to think, because her mom was in a race. She was only 4 years old. She didn't know it was rape. So when she started her sobbing, he tried to justify his robbing. Told her to relax, that it will stop all that throbbing. Told her not to fight, because the struggle is just senseless. Besides, you're beautiful, a rare blue-eyed princess. He didn't need to hold her down, because his verbal threats worked. She was only 4 years old, so the penetration into her tiny little body hurt. So as she lay there, terrified and conflicted, because she was always taught that to grown up she should listen, but she knew what he was doing was hands down twisted. Besides, he said he would kill her. She'd ever mentioned that he wanted to show her she was a good girl by giving her attention. And it still blows my mind that someone could act so vile, because how can a grown-ass man want to fuck a child? 20 years later, while she's struggling with depression, those memories tend to surface because of tired of suppression. She's waking up screaming, throwing her fists in all directions. She's angry at the world and everyone who didn't give her protection. But it's not their fault, because they can't protect if they don't know. And maybe that's why she's so awkward, because before she had a chance to grow at only 4 years old, she had to pick up the world and care on her own. And now that she's grown, she's too scared to be touched, so she'd rather sleep alone. So she cries alone at night, saying she can't do it anymore, broken from a painful life that started when she was only 4. So she made a vow to herself and to everybody else that if she ever saw that man again, only God can help. She stayed timid for years, played prison behind her tears, and now that she's grown, she wants the whole world to hear. She wants the whole globe to listen. She wants to reach to every victim. And to every victimizer, they need to pay attention. This is my body. It was never yours to take. It is never yours to touch, and I'm seeking revenge for my rape. I'm coming after you with a mission, and I will make heads roll. And to that guy, I'm coming after you with a vengeance, because you fucked the wrong 4-year-old. And that's my piece.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that was such a serious piece, and it, you know, it brings tears to my eyes, because you know there are so many children that are enduring so many things in their lives, and it definitely is time to pay attention and teach the little children how to be not afraid to tell someone if somebody's being inappropriate with them. You know, it was hard to clap for that piece because of the seriousness of it, but because of how you really, you know, delivered your message in that piece. Very powerful and strong piece.
Yeah.
You still there, my sister?
I'm still here. I'm just listening to you.
And, you know, I really appreciate you for sharing that, because you know, people don't realize through poetry we minister to people in such a way. We go deep in places that even just mere words don't even just reach the right places. But with poetry, we're able to do things that are unimaginable to really help people find a place of healing. So I really enjoyed that piece. Remind us who you are. And tell us a little bit about the function that you're going to be about involved with.
Well, my name is Jamie. I wrote this in regards to this movement that is very powerful to me, and I love the movement. I don't like the name, though, but I think the name is powerful. The name is called Slut Walk.
Okay.
It originated in Toronto in response to police saying that the reason women get raped is because they dress like sluts. And, of course, it created an outrage. So there's slush walks across, you know, Canada and U.S. I know there's been Philly, D.C. I've seen one in California, and there's one out here in Norfolk. And I contacted the spokeswoman of the Slut Walk Norfolk, and I said, you know, I have a piece. I want to share it. You know, let me be involved. So she said, yeah, go ahead, do your thing. So this is me trying to help out with the Slut Walk.
Applaud you, sister. Yes.
Yeah.
Woo. You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You just Google Slut Walk, and you probably find the closest one to whatever city you're in, and. You know, like it on Facebook. You know, try to go there. Even if you're not a victim, maybe you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who is it. You know, it's a touchy subject that people don't want to talk about because it's so heavy, but it needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. How can the people reach out and touch you to become more acquainted with your work?
To me, I don't really have like a, you know, any kind of website or like fan page, nothing on Facebook, but I do have my own Facebook personal page, and that would be facebook.com / Lady Lyrics, spelled LadyLyrik.
Oh, we so appreciate you for coming onto the show, my sister, tonight and sharing that piece with us. I don't know if I'm already connected with you, but I definitely will be reaching out to you because I have a function that we're doing it this September, and I would love to invite you to come. I will get you here, so I don't have to even worry about that, and have you share on our stage with that piece.
Awesome. Thank you very much for this.
All right. We're going to take the very next caller here. After a piece like that, you don't know. It's a serious
piece.
Yeah, that was a really deep piece. Yeah. All right. We're going to take the next caller here. Oh, I think we have someone returning. Caller from the 313, Exchange 728. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic G and Mr. Steve G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic?
Boy, extra motion.
Hi, Miss Lady.
I just wanted to share this piece with Stevie G.
Okay.
It's titled Heaven Can't Wait.
All right.
Heaven must have needed me to allow my services on earth to cease. As much as I wanted to stay with you, heaven can't wait. Just know that my endless love for you will never fade away. Because I will be always with you each and every day. Although you can't see me, I'll be around to watch over all of you, whether you're sad, happy, or down. Please don't be dismayed and always know that I have enjoyed life with you, but now I must go. Heaven must have needed me to allow my services on earth to cease. As much as I want to stay with you, I can't wait, and that's my piece.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Well, right, Miss Poet X and Monty, the first time she put her off links in the chat room. So if you're in the chat room, connect with her information. It's the right inspiration is your website.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We love you and appreciate you again for sharing again on the show tonight.
You're welcome.
All right, we're gonna.
See you again.
we're gonna take just a brief intermission. So go away. Keep it locked here, and I'm gonna play a little bit of music for you guys. How about that? From a young lady who joined us here on the show recently. I'm just in, so in love with her music, Miss L. Renee. I'm so looking forward to having her again here on the show and possibly having her perform at my event this year in September. Okay, this is Miss L. Renee. With or without me, she's repping the D. So, Detroit, you know how we do. We got to support them.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network Station. And we're rocking the mic tonight on Thursday night. Oh, my God. And we're holding it down with Mr. Stevie G and myself, Miss Poetic Energy, and all the fantastic poets that have read so far. We so appreciate you guys. We're going to just keep the show moving right along. And I think my co-host is coming through. You ready, Stevie G?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let it rip, let it rip.
First of all, I'd like to say I pray that my sister is resting in the arms of God right now. I hope she is, and I miss her already. I wrote this poem called It Occurred to Me, and it seemed like an appropriate time to read it, so it's in my book. It Occurred to Me. This morning, while thinking, love is here now, but could be gone in an inkling. That God will bless me with a woman so sweet, just gorgeous, every man's eye treat. A woman that could teach me more on how to be a man, to be patient, to trust, and to understand. It occurred to me, as I scroll back through the decades, how life could be such a stifling maze. How learning from lessons has paid off. How a woman's touch can be so soft. How dreams can be lost and cause regret. How amazing the mind is not to let us forget. It occurred to me, my children, God's greatest gift to me, that I adore completely, that have started new family in replica of me. They will endure more and see more than I had to see. Precious they are in this cold, cold world. Two strong boys and two beautiful girls. As they grow older, they know not what they face. This world is not sugary, and this world is not lace. It occurred to me that my God has a place for me, a place I won't regret to be. He will place a woman in my life to share his blessings, my heart, and his breath of air. He's watching as I write these lines. He's been watching all the time. Guiding me through the storms of life. When blinded, he has been my sight. It occurred to me, God has always been beside me, loving me and guiding me. And that's my peace.
Woo! Stevie G! Yes, yes! That's a lovely piece. It definitely went deep. And again, just for all of you who didn't know earlier, our brother CBG has lost in his family. He lost his sister, one of his closest family members. And we just want to embrace him in love tonight. This is my co-host, my brother, my friend. And I just thank him for, you know, just being a part of the show. When at times I was down, he was there. And so, you know, it's just only natural to want to be there for him in his time of bereavement. So with Stevie G, I just want to say that I definitely truly love you, and I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm always here if you ever, ever, ever need me.
Oh, I know that. You don't even have to tell me that. You know I know, and I appreciate all the love, and you know I do. So.
All right. Yeah, Stevie G, you know the people need to reach out and touch you from time to time. So you want to share
with them? Well, I'm Stephen G. White on Facebook.
All right. Lock it in, y'all. All right. We're going to take some more callers here. Good evening. Caller from the 216 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic and Mr. CBG, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
You have Mama Oladeji Aron Queen.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to always have you come through.
Appreciate you being here. I just keep, you know, catching on Thursday. I got to get that in my head. So next time I can be on time, you know, I'm sitting up here. I think you did send me a message, but I didn't open my email until too late. So anyway, I'm here. And thank you for sending me the message because I really want to be here on Thursdays. So this one, this poem is called Lying on God.
Okay.
Lying on God, not relying, but lying on God. Every time they do their wicked deeds, they blame it on God. They don't even believe in God. So the dirty deeds they do, they pretend it's in God's plan. They are interfering with nature, using their knowledge against you to test God's virtues. They use harp to control, to interfere with the weather, causing destruction and death or whatever. Then they want to hold their breath and say, God did it, 'cause you were sinning. Nobody believes in your King James tales. Who more than black people love Jesus? No one's more true to Jesus than people of hue. So why add insult to injury as you oftentimes do? Just like Katrina, you blame that on God too. Man is so smart he can go to the moon. Really? Change the weather by manipulation using harpoons, but can't build a reliable dike in the 21st century? Okay, so if it's all God's fault, why didn't you rescue the people? Oh, I know. God told you not to. Lying on God. Be careful, America, when the food is scarce and the seeds are not there, they're altered, and they have none to spare. And you still need clean water and fresh air and medical attention when we're still buying Gucci's and fur coats and hair, not storing or preparing for a blackout, even though you pray and go to church every Sunday. Then again, when you didn't take heed and you didn't take warning, you will blame God and ask, why didn't you save us? Well, God is going to say, I did. I sent a poet to tell you, but you didn't listen to the ones who I sent. So you want to blame things on me? When you are the last people I would hurt. And the wicked knows this. Poets are the new prophets. And if you only take heed, the liars are propelled by tricks and greed. If you lie on me. If they lie on me, he said to me, what makes you think they won't lie on you? I sent you a poet. You better recognize. You better know it in poem.
Oh, right now. Yes. You know, I noticed all the poems that have been shared tonight has been coming with a lot of truth, dealing with a lot of things that, you know, hit home and just emotional appeal. You know, that piece was awesome because it's, whoo.
Thank you. I sure appreciate
love
so
that too. I love that piece a lot today.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm saying thank you in the chat room. I appreciate it.
Don't she sound like Boogie?
Yes.
I haven't heard from Boogie in a long time. I would like to hear from Boogie. Y'all heard from her lately?
No.
No.
Mm.
Yeah, we miss her.
Yeah, I do too.
You sound just like her.
Well,
yeah.
I think she has a little bit more of a southern drawl than I do. I'm up in Cleveland. I think Boogie is, I think she's down south.
Yeah, Boogie's down south somewhere, but I'm talking about got that same raspy vibe.
Ah, yeah. Okay. That's all right. I love me some Boogie, so that's a compliment. Well, if y'all hear from her, tell her I miss her too.
All right.
All right. Thank you for letting me share.
No, anytime. Yeah. We enjoy you all the time.
Thank you.
All right. We have just 3 more minutes remaining in the show. I just have a quick announcement. Again, we are having a Spoken Word Billboard Awards program this September here in Michigan. So reach out and touch me. Call me at, I'll give you my Michael Michelle Publishing number, 734-365-6689. If you think you may want to come perform on the stage, it's an audience of probably approximately 400 people. It's going to be at a beautiful theater in Canton, Michigan. We're still looking for more performers, more poets to come with their realness. The young lady that shared a piece earlier, I definitely want to have her here to share that piece. But it's just going to be a phenomenal program. We've been putting it together, and I got some more people that I'm adding to the team with me to help it all just sink together just right this September. So, again, that number is 734-365-6689. That's my publishing company's number, but let me know, call that number, and let me know if you're interested in performing, and we'll get back with you and see if we can put you on the program. And we'd love to have you because we're looking for as many poets and performers as possible. We do have an amazing lineup, and we're not going to share that right now until we put out all the promotional material for you. But keep that information dear to you, and we'll keep making all the announcements and updating you with everything and all the particulars, and we'll have a link and a page for you to go and purchase tickets from Ticketmasters and all of that. Great people. All right, with that being said, we have 1 more minute, under 2 minutes remaining in the show. I just want to say I appreciate all of you for sharing your voices here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We appreciate your love and support. Constantly you show us each week that you love us, and we appreciate that because without you, there is no show. So we want to say we love you from the bottom of our hearts. Again, my prayers go out to my co-host and his family. I think he's going to take us out this evening. Thank you all poets for coming through and sharing your voice. We love you. We love you. I'm going to hand the mic over to Stevie G.
All right, y'all. I'm going to take y'all out with some Jamie Foxx tonight. Y'all have a good evening. I wish you were here. You'd be so proud of me.
me moving. These planes keep me high. A $1 million home, but I'm barely getting back home. I miss our call.
Whoa.
One thing you used to say.
Used to say.
Things got hard.
Hard on
down
me.
That was Jamie Foxx, y'all. I wish you were here. Y'all have a good night. Have a good weekend.
Good night, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We love you.